Good afternoon. My name is Herbert Miller. I work for the Phytogen Seed Company in the Southeast as a cotton development specialist. I want to kind of switch gears a little bit now and get back a little further east and talk about two new early maturing varieties from Phytogen, Phytogen 375 WRF and Phytogen 315 RF. A little different trait combination in these varieties than we've talked about today so far. Wide Strike is our two-gene BT technology from Dowager Sciences that is in one of these stacked Phytogen varieties. It is a unique two-gene BT combination that's not found in any other variety except Phytogen. Roundup Ready Flix is the herbicide technology here licensed from Monsanto in both of these varieties. And here's just a breakdown of how it goes out. For the purpose of this short presentation, I'll spend most of my time on the stacked Phytogen 375, but also mention 315 in the data presentation. Kind of a little background on the breeding of these varieties. 375 WRF and 315 RF are sister varieties to our Phytogen 370 and 310, which are varieties that have been in the marketplace for a few years, and I think some of you got experience with those varieties, so they are sister varieties. The same recurrent parent was used in the development of all of these. The thing we'll spend some time on as I get into the data presentation is fiber quality. We've made several improvements in fiber quality, in particular with 375 over 370. General characteristics of both of these varieties, they're very similar agronomically. They are early maturing varieties. As we continue to develop varieties, we hope to stick with this numbering scheme, I think, for a long time, and the first number three, this is in our 300 series, indicates it is early maturing variety. We have fours, which are more of our mid maturing 400 series, and fives, which are our full season variety. So these are early varieties with a semi-smooth leaf. We have excellent seed vigor. Seed size is pretty large, and then a medium to tall plant height. So we have limited experience as far as control with the with plant growth regulators to date, but again, they perform very similar to 370 in the field, and won't need a lot of PGR work that we're used to sometimes in the Southeast. Getting to the data presentation, and we want to break it down a little more into some specific areas and look inside these red circles on the map here and look in the northern areas, which I think is where we'll focus our efforts, where this variety really fits, and then talk about the southern areas because there are some opportunities for an earlier maturing variety to perform well there too, maybe as a second crop or planted early and kind of change the way we've been doing things in these southern areas. Data is primarily from university OVTs, and this is available as of the last day of 2007. Okay, Phytogen 315 RF. Got a couple of charts there I want to show from kind of the northern areas, the northern delta, and then the northern part of the southeast versus Delta Pine 121. The lighter blue bar is the Delta Pine 121 RF. The darker blue bar on the right is the Phytogen 315 RF. So just a yield comparison there based on OVT data in that circle on the map that I showed in these northern areas. So again, you see some very good yield out of this 315 RF. Look at the fiber based on 27 trials. The Phytogen 315 RF on the top row there. With a 4.3 mic, 1.1 on length, and you see the strength and uniformity as a comparison on across. Like I said, I did want to spend most of my time on 375, the stacked variety. We'll look at the northern locations next, the northern delta and the northern southeast, versus a few more competitive varieties that I think are are varieties that we see in the field and we hear a lot about, and high performing varieties from a yield and fiber standpoint. The various shades of blue there, as you go from left to right on the chart, Delta Pine 143, B2RF, Stoneville 4554, B2RF, Stoneville 4427, B2RF, and then the darkest blue bar on the right, Phytogen 375 WRF. So again, we're proud of the yield performance of these varieties compared to varieties that are somewhat similar in maturity and similar in technology. If we move a little further south, looking at OVTs again, with the same setup as the previous slide, same varieties to compare against. We don't have as many locations to compare when we look in the southern delta. But again, with the same varieties, you see we're very excited with the yield performance of 375. We mentioned improvements in fiber quality, particularly over our 370. It's not in this comparison, but these are just a brief overview of fiber quality. Again, with the micronets lower than we have seen in the 370, length is getting better, strength, uniformity, and you see how that compares over all 45 trials that were head-to-head in these OVTs. And again, note the improvement in micronair. And these are 55 trials in 2007 where these were head-to-head OVTs and some phytogen in-house trials, about a 3/10 reduction in mic. So that's something we're really really proud of, and the improvement in yield as we move forward. So in summary, the phytogen 375 WRF and 315 RF are two new high-yielding, early-maturing varieties from phytogen. The BT trait is wide strike. That's Dowager Sciences technology only available in phytogen varieties. Some simplified management that we see with the wide strike and around it ready flex technology in plant. Do have a limited seed supply in this introduction year of 2008, and we'll have a wide scale launch in 2009. Thank you.